Many in Southern Humboldt have concerns over the Howard Buffett Foundation-funded black helicopter, known in recent times for doing cannabis enforcement work over Southern Humboldt. The helicopter is shared among four counties, but the nonprofit behind it, the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, or NCCSC for short, is led by President William Hansel, who is also Humboldt County's sheriff. We spoke with Sheriff Hansel to learn more about the NCCSC, the enforcement activities it supports, and why they are targeting the cannabis industry specifically. Can you talk a little bit about your specific role as president with the NCCSC and how that works in terms of interacting with the sheriff's department? You know, it struck me, you know, being new to this situation and just looking at the different interests, it seemed like a unique relationship having a sheriff be president of a nonprofit that's then awarding grants to our sheriff's department. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that relationship and exactly how kind of the barriers work and how the organizations work with each other.
Sure. So what's important to note is that this is a nonprofit that was originally started by five sheriffs. And it is requesting funding from the Howard Buffett Foundation to respond to labor trafficking and human trafficking violations, you know, in our North State. One thing that we've kind of concluded over the last, you know, since legalization, is we saw the price per pound of marijuana plummet, and labor's become the biggest liability when it comes to legal and illegal weed being grown in our North State. And we've seen labor exploited, and, you know, that is something that's been a problem in the state of California. To address that, we pitched an idea to the Buffett Foundation, and we're awarded the grant for our five counties, and we just recently added a sixth county, and that's Shasta County, to the coalition to address some of these issues. Now, this is just a funding source to add to shrinking budgets when it comes to marijuana enforcement in our North State.
I have a few questions off of that, but the first one, you mentioned illegal grows. Are there different rules for how you're carrying out enforcement, say with a, you know, legally licensed, DCC licensed cannabis farm versus, say, finding those illegal grows, or is treatment relatively the same?
No, it's not. So we're not targeting licensed marijuana farms. That's not what we're targeting, unless we have a specific complaint. And we've had complaints specifically that there have been some legal farms that are selling on the black market, or we've caught people selling on the black market, and that they're violating the rules of their license, and then we can serve a search warrant. But we're not specifically targeting. We're not compliance officers. We're not looking for compliance in those arenas, unless we have a specific articulable facts, probable cause to believe that a licensed farm is violating the law, and that is criminal law. Then, you know, we have other things to do. We're looking for those law violations. We're not the regulatory agency. So when it comes to our helicopter, you know, flying over various parts of this North State, you know, the helicopter that we used to have access to was funded, you know, by using, you know, federal money to fund the helicopter. And now we have a grant that pays for us to have the helicopter, you know, the Butte County helicopter funded. And so that's, you know, that is what's being used to locate illegal cannabis farms in our county. We're not flying over compliant, you know, legally compliant farms looking for violations of the law, looking for environmental crimes or labor trafficking. That's not what we do with our coalition, you know, air assets. You know, I think what people need to realize is that, you know, even though we have, you know, some pretty good technology, we don't have the ability to overlay a county map with our, you know, GPS systems in our helicopter to determine, you know, if we're flying over a legally compliant grow or not. And so they're looking for, illegal activity. Now, that's based on historic locations. Sometimes we have historical locations where people are growing illegally, and we're surveying those through the air. But we also have complaints that come in and that people are growing illegally. And so we are looking at those through the air. Now, as we're flying from point A to point B, you know, there may be another farm that may be in our view, and our deputies may fly over it. And unbeknownst to them, it may be a legally compliant grow. And so we don't know oftentimes until we acknowledge the GPS location and log that GPS location. We take some photographs, and then we go back to our database, and we look at the database, you know, through the county, and says, oh, the farm we looked at here, that's legally compliant. And so we just then delete those pictures, and we move on to the other non-compliant farms.
You know, I'm trying to kind of splice out this issue, because as you know, the cannabis market is endlessly complicated with different marketplaces, both legal and illegal, and different regulatory things going on, whether that's from, you know, sheriff, DCC, CDFW,
yep.
All of that.
Absolutely.
There's just a lot of layers. So you're saying with this, the enforcement utilizing the NCCSC-funded helicopter, even getting a tip just on, say, a grower selling into the gray black market, but they have a DCC license, but they don't have any evidence of labor violations, even that alone would be enough for that enforcement to come and happen?
It can be, absolutely. It depends on, I mean, we can't act on rumor alone, right? We have to have evidence and witness statements and those kind of things that backs it up. Because we have rumors are circulating. We have tons of rumors that are coming in every day about legally compliant growers that are selling out the back door, that have several other off-site weed, you know, growing operations, and they're bringing in their illegal weed into their legally compliant farm. We have a lot of that information that's coming in, but no one's willing to provide us witness statements of that. But there are times when we do have witness statements that say, no, I was working on that farm and it's not legally compliant. This is the evidence that I have, and we're able to act on that and convince a judge through a probable cause statement that we have probable cause to believe that they are violating the law. And at that point in time, a search warrant is authorized, and we're able to go onto a licensed farm to determine whether or not they do have illegal activity there.
Real question on this is, you know, is this really about general human trafficking, or is this more about cannabis enforcement? Because it seems like it would be almost, it would almost make more sense just from a colloquial understanding or a community understanding to combat human trafficking as a general thing. I mean, what are you seeing in either your enforcement or the data you're fed that the cannabis industry specifically is the one to go after for the human trafficking issue in 2026?
Yeah, so what we're doing here in the North State is becoming relevant to what is actually occurring now. You know, this isn't just the sole mission of our marijuana enforcement team. So the marijuana enforcement team is a standalone unit of the sheriff's office. Now, NCCSC supports marijuana teams throughout the North State. So the six counties are supporting their marijuana enforcement team. So it's not a specific team just solely going after, you know, human trafficking. When you talk about the NCCSC, it is focused on labor trafficking, human trafficking in the cannabis community, and the environmental damage, environmental crimes that are occurring, you know, with the cannabis community. So it's just assisting the sheriff's offices in doing their jobs, you know, surrounding the illegal cannabis growing operations that are occurring in our North State. We have forensic interviewers that are, you know, talking to the people on site to develop information about, you know, how they're being, you know, treated, how they're being paid, where they're living, what are their living conditions like, what is their, what is their role on the farm? And oftentimes they'll take us around and show us the pesticides that they're spraying on, you know, the plants, or showing us how the operation is working and how, you know, they're using illegal pesticides, or there's environmental damage associated with how this operation is being conducted. And so that's our big concern, and that's why the coalition is really important to help us with this function, because this is what's going on in the hills. This is what's going on with unlicensed illegal grows throughout the North State. And we're lucky that in Humboldt we don't have a huge problem with this. We still have a problem, but it's not a huge problem. But you look into Trinity County, certain parts of Mendocino County and Siskiyou County, those counties have a tremendous problem with labor trafficking.
More of a community kind of engagement question, because we had a situation a few weeks ago where that specific helicopter flew pretty low over Red Way, and you know, and just, you know, not always understanding why the chopper's there, and you know, things like flying low over town, I think, really set some folks off. So I'm just wondering, you know, kind of the combination of all these questions really is, you know, what can community do in terms of feedback and working with you folks? And then, you know, two, you know, are you looking for more community engagement on this?
Absolutely. So I recognize the historical impacts and some of the PTSD that has been there because of helicopter activities of the past. I understand that there's a certain amount of anxiety that comes with a helicopter flying over your property. People are living in remote parts of our community because they want to be away from people, and they enjoy their peace, and they don't want to be what we consider spied upon. And so the helicopter is an important tool. It's an important aspect that we have in order to do our job. And the expectation is that we stay at least 500 feet above the ground, and that, you know, we're doing our aerial surveillance as quick as possible and then leaving the area. You know, unfortunately, illegal cannabis is grown around Red Way and around the vicinity of Red Way. And so we may have received a complaint about that. And, you know, that is an easy way for us to, again, you know, verify a complaint is by flying over Red Way. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't spark some kind of community concern, or that it doesn't cause concern for people. I recognize that, and I'm more than willing to sit down with the cannabis community to talk to folks about, you know, the impacts that the helicopter does make, and to talk to people and talk about the necessity of it and talk about the need of it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we do have still a problem with, you know, illegal activity and people growing illegally, and you know, we want to support the legal market as well. I think it's important for people to understand that we understand the impacts that the black market has on our legal growers, and we are trying our best to support the legal growers by going after the bad actors.
Many in southern Humboldt are afraid of this helicopter-based enforcement tactic used by the Humboldt Sheriff's Department. More importantly, it is now clear and confirmed the sheriff is targeting DCC-licensed cannabis farms with no labor violations who sell into multiple marketplaces. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.